Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed.
I heard a couple goods in there. I'm going to have to beat you. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, so we focus on the Good Shepherd. So we are blessed, of course, by the shepherds who went before us, and the second collection today, just so I remember to say it, is for the retired priests like Monsignor Bible of our diocese and that. So again, we ask you to be generous. Also, today is my mother's 75th birthday. Can you imagine? 75 years old. And I have a baptism today. Right after the baptism, I will go and see my mother, spend the afternoon with her. 56 years ago today, it was Easter Sunday, and it was the day I got baptized. My mother baptized me on her birthday on Easter Sunday, 56 years ago, which I was thinking this morning when I woke up, that is freaky that I've been around 56 years. But anyway, so, and it's freakier that my mother has been around to see me 56 years. But as I was reflecting on all these things, we were thinking about how blessed, and today we get to bring new members into our church at all the masses, and so how often we are blessed and we forget the simple things that we're blessed by. But as we focus on the readings today, the gospel, Jesus tells us explicitly, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And so we need to really flesh that out, what Jesus is saying to us today. First of all, he says, my sheep hear my voice. And so that means they know his voice, as it says in the other part of John's gospel, not too far away from this. But how do we hear the voice of Jesus? Prayer, but it's very hard for most of us to hear the voice of Jesus in prayer. So what would be the way you can do it? You can be assured every time you do it, you will hear the voice of Jesus. Reading the Bible. Thank you for nobody that knew it. Reading the Bible. That's where you get it. So that way you come to know and which voice is his and which voice isn't. Like last night I asked him, like one of the things that people often say is, God helps those who help themselves. Is that in the Bible? No, it's not in the Bible. One of our big-time parishioners last night, front row, says, yes! And I go, yeah, you're a pagan. Anyway, the more we listen to the voice of God, the more we know what is of God and what's not of God. And so it says, my sheep hear my voice. That means if you're his sheep, just because you're going to Mass doesn't make you a sheep. My sheep hear my voice. That means you listen to him every day. Again, someone come to me, how do I hear God, Father? You read the word. That's the only way you're going to read. The only way you're going to hear God's voice is if you commit yourself to reading his word. That way you'll hear his voice, and you'll be able to distinguish his voice from the world's voice, from your friend's voice, from the lust voice. You'll be able to distinguish it, and you'll be able to hear it. And then it says, they hear me, my sheep hear my voice, I know them. Now again, as we've talked about before, the only way you get to know somebody is by what? Spending time with them. And this is where prayer comes so important, that we need to spend time with Jesus often every day, whether we spend quality time, like in an hour, or we spend less quality time, a half hour, or we have periods of 5 minutes throughout the day. I stop and I spend time with Jesus. I spend time with him in adoration, you know. But again, if you're in love with Jesus, you want to spend time with him. If you're truly his sheep, you need to be with the shepherd every day so he can get to know you. And so that's the most important thing, that you and I spend time with our shepherd. And then it says, they follow me. And when it talks about following Jesus, it's very simple that we don't just obey him and obey rules, because way too many people who call themselves Catholics are just following the rules. It drives me crazy on Facebook when people come out, you know, with the new encyclical or the talk by Pope Francis, and they get focused on these rules and drive me insane. My sheep follow me. What's that mean? We walk and live the way Jesus lived. That's what it means to follow him. We walk the way Jesus walked. We live the way Jesus lived. We do what Jesus did. It's not about following rules to be a Christian. It isn't about following rules to be a Catholic. It isn't about following rules to be a sheep of the shepherd. It's about following him. Now notice, people, the rules have changed throughout the centuries, have they not? Say, yes, Father. So it isn't about that. It's about following the shepherd, doing as the shepherd did and does. And that means we walk in his footsteps through the cross and we die with him. And we do that for others. Everything Jesus did, he did for his Father and for everyone else. He did nothing for himself. And too often when we focus only on rules, it's about us and getting holy and making sure we get to heaven. The exact opposite. Now, does that mean we need to follow rules? Absolutely. But the rules do not rule us. That we do as Christ commanded us. But we know that when I do this, I do everything out of love. I don't do it out of selfishness. Don't do anything out of selfishness, even following Christ. So today, God's calling us to be sheep. And as he calls us to be sheep, he says, this is what one of my sheep do. They hear my voice, that I know them, and they follow me. So let's hear his voice every day by reading the Bible. Let's know him by spending time with him every day. And let's follow him by living the way he did in the world today. And then we'll truly be his sheep. And he will truly be our shepherd. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now.